As the Syracuse University Board of Trustees moves forward with plans to renovate the campus, the university is asking the Syracuse Common Council to approve plans to change vital streets in the area. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the changes are expected to bring an increase in traffic.
One part of the university's campus framework master plan is called the University Place Promenade, which turns a street designated for central buses and delivery trucks into a pedestrian-friendly walkway. Waverly Avenue is already a busy thoroughfare on the University Hill, but it would be taking on the increased traffic caused by the closure of University Place to the tune of more than 130 additional bus trips per day. Eric Persons of Syracuse University Government Relations says these are temporary improvements before more permanent reconstruction comes to Waverly in the coming years.
In essence, it's to better demarcate the bus stops, create a lot less confusion that exists there right now on where the bus stops are and where pedestrians need to go, and enhance the safety overall.
Syracuse University will be responsible for moving the curbs and installing the concrete bus pads on Waverly. Once that's done, it's on the city and DPW to maintain them. The bicycle lane, which is now two-way, will be reduced to one-way. But more than 100 faculty members at the university signed a petition requesting the promenade plans be postponed. Tula Goinka, a professor at the Newhouse School, which is located on Waverly, is one of those faculty members.
That's the street we use the most, and we see how chaotic it is.
She says they are asking the university to wait on the promenade project until after a Veterans Resource Center is built, proposed to also be on Waverly.
Then figure out the traffic patterns, and then see if we need the promenade or not.
Goinka says those faculty members also feel the university has not given them enough input in the planning process. The Syracuse Common Council could vote on the road changes Monday. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.